let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Fascinating show today. Back with us on the program is Thomas Miller. He's been a student of Unaria since he was 14 years old, at that time meeting Ernest L. Norman, the founder and teacher of Unaria. Tom has given many lectures on Unaria's principles over his 56 years of study. A frequent media guest, he's been featured in a documentary film. He's also written several books about Unaria's principles, including a book of verse, The Epic, and a series of lectures, which was published in the book The Keys to the Universe. Tom maintains a website, unariousunited.com, that features Dr. Norman's teaching, as well as student testimonials and discussion. With a degree in science and accounting, Tom is the owner of a tax accounting firm in Portland, Oregon. The website, once again, is unariousunited.com. And back with us on the program is Robert Maxim, author of the Legacy series. Born in 1957, Robert experienced several sleep time visits to other worlds as a child, witnessed countless alien craft. These visions continue to date in both wake and sleep states. He studied concert piano starting at age 3, but changed his calling to science following his visionary experiences. And the Legacy series is the culmination of these experiences, shared with the world for the first time. The website is rgaetan, that's rgaetan.com, the Legacy series. Robert and Tom back with us on the program. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Looking forward to our conversation today.
Hello, Rick. It's good to be with you.
It is good to have both of you back. As always, we talked with the two gentlemen a while back, a few weeks ago in the program. We are back for more of a fascinating discussion. Information, of course, available at all of our websites. Maybe just remember thisweekinamerica.us if you're traveling and can't remember everything else we're throwing at you. Go to our website, link on to it, get information for both Tom and Robert. And Tom, let's start off with, we talk about Dr. Norman. Talk about some of the basic precepts of Dr. Norman's teachings. What all are we talking about? What's the core of what we're talking about?
Well, Rick, the basic foundations of Unarius is teachings, Dr. Norman's teachings. We'll go over that, and these are the bare bones, and then we can drill down on them a little later. But the main first foundation or fundamental concept is that everything is energy, including all of us, and it's indestructible, and it cannot be destroyed, just changing its form. So we have a dynamic condition, what we call infinite intelligence, which most people might want to call God, but we don't have the personal God involved in our teachings. It's the infinite intelligence, which permeates everything and is everything. So that is energy. It is the infinite God. Okay. And then we have basically the concept of a psychic anatomy, which people would refer to it as a spiritual body. The soul, a lot of people think of it as the soul, or we call it the psychic anatomy or psychic body. That resides in another dimension. So what we see in our physical life is just the surface consciousness. It's like the front end of a TV screen. And the real part of us is in these higher dimensions. We call them multi-dimensions or higher dimensions. The scientist is just now formulating theories about multi-dimensions. But these are energy relationships, too, in vortexual forms or circular motions, where time is incorporated into the cycle and or the vortex, whereas in the third dimension, everything is unidirectional or, you know, sinusoidal. It goes from one place to the other place, and time is separated out. But in the fourth dimensions, these psychic anatomies, all of us, reside with various experiences incorporated into our psychic anatomy from past life experiences and also this life. Dr. Norman departmentalizes the psychic anatomy into the subconscious, the mental conscious, and the superconscious. So there are layers of onion, you might say. The Eastern philosophy sometimes refer to the soul as onions, you know, where they have layer upon layer.
Right.
Well, this is true with the psychic anatomy. It's different sections of the soul that we're involved with when we're talking about our spiritual nature. Then we have, the basic concept of reincarnation, or the transmigration of the soul. Now, there's a lot of concepts in reincarnation, but more than half of the world believes in some form of reincarnation. A lot of it is misinformation, where, like in the Eastern Hindu philosophies, you might come back as a cow or a fly. But that's misinformation. You always, once you get to the point of being a particular person or being, then you no longer go back. You know, it's like the horse is out of the barn, you know.
I mean,
put the horse back in the barn. Anyway, so we go through thousands and thousands of earth lives, and we accumulate a lot of experiences of a very diverse nature, because that is part of the other concept, which is everything is evolving. Evolution is one of the core concepts of the principles taught by Unarius. And that evolutionary process is infinite in nature. It never stops. And everything is evolving. Every atom, every planet, every sun, every galaxy, every universe is evolving. And it is evolving, meaning that it is changing. It is dynamic. It is kinetic. All energy is kinetic. It's moving. It's oscillating. It is going from positive to negative as an energy waveform, like the photon of light, or the gamma rays or whatever. They express themselves, that energy expresses themselves with information put on it by the experience itself. So the energy is the conveyor, and it is also the medium. And so, but these energy waveforms oscillate in the psychic anatomy in another dimension. And in fact, multi-dimensions, that soul actually expresses itself in many, many different dimensions.
With us on the program, Thomas Miller and Robert Maxim. Thomas is talking to us now, giving us some of the background, the precepts of Dr. Norman's teachings, Unarius. The website we're referring you to is unariusunited.com. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to that website and get more information. Tell me, this is all really fascinating, and you mentioned before energy, and I want to go back to that, because you've talked about everything is energy, including you, us, which is never created or destroyed. It just changes form. Talk about that concept, because most of us, it's not something we're really aware of.
Okay, that's a beautiful start, because we were going to go back to all of these and drill down on these concepts, because they're very, very far-reaching.
Yes.
And of course, they're infinite in nature. Now, what is energy? What does the scientist say energy is? It is, it's either kinetic or it's static. It is generating a force. It's got pressure, and it's got a force. And so energy has to have a force behind it to be able to express itself. In other words, you can't just have it out there all by itself generating from nothing. Remember, it cannot be destroyed or created. Okay, so energy just changes form. And so the energy itself is the substance or the stuff of the infinite creator. It is actually the creator himself or itself.
Right.
And so the energy expresses itself in, like we say, an infinite number of forms. Like the Tao, it says that out of the one comes the many. And that's what we're talking about. The infinite intelligence is the one, infinite source. And all of the energies that it expresses itself in all the different forms and all the different dimensions, including this third dimension, which we are intercepting a certain finite part of this infinite and actually expressing in ourselves. All the atoms are part of this infinite energy. And you can see that this energy is expressing what the scientist sometimes calls work. Okay. And that is the determination of energy. Then we come back with the various equations that describe this particular force in the quantum mechanics and Einstein's E equals MC squared. All of those mathematical tools are describing this force or this phenomenon. And this phenomenon is expressing itself. This is a very important point that we use as a foundation to the other levels and the other forms of expression that we're learning. As an evolutionary being, we are coming and going from the earth world into the spiritual worlds, the earth world to the spiritual worlds. You can see that that now becomes an oscillation. 60 to 80 years is one half of the cycle. Go up into the other part of the cycle, it's in the fourth dimension. So you stay there for a while, and then you come back, and you're oscillating back and forth for many thousands of years, accumulating much many experiences, all of the experiences that are necessary to master ourselves. And that is the evolutionary process baked into our soul. So, and the way it's baked in is the description of a super consciousness. Now, the super consciousness is everything put in it by the infinite for us necessary to experience an entire evolution. Now, since the infinite is not beginning or ending, what is that telling us? It's saying that the superconsciousness has no beginning, no ending either. Right. And so, therefore, our evolution is non-ending. And so we evolve into the, like the astral, whatever worlds you want to call it, but the astral worlds and the celestial worlds and then the logi worlds. And, you know, it just keeps going up into what we call a vortex. If we look at like a tornado where we have this funnel, and at the point of the funnel, it hits the ground. Now, we can use this as an analogy of how frequency relationship is involved. That's another concept, frequency relationship. And so, you know, anybody that's like a scientist or musician knows what I'm talking about, is you've got harmonics, or this energy is regenerating. It is expressing itself in harmonics. It is like radio, super heterodyne radio, the old super hets, where you have the local oscillation frequency in the radio, and then you've got the transmitter from the station, and that frequency heterodynes or beats against each other, and they come up with a new frequency, which is called a harmonic. That harmonic then is demodulated in and sent to the front end of the radio by various, you know, tubes and transistors, right, and capacitors, etc. So this is the same way that we are expressing ourselves and how energy expresses itself. It regenerates. Now, the ramifications to that is really wide-ranging, because if we think about our own situation, everybody just think about ourselves and how we operate, which most of us don't know these things of how we operate. So we're in the dark at this level or stage of our evolution. And this is what we're beginning to learn. This is why Dr. Norman came to this earth, is to give us the tools so we can learn the next stage of our evolution, which is to understand these energy principles and start to use these energy principles. And so when we start to begin to understand ourselves and how we work, then we can actually use these principles to change ourselves, which is the evolutionary process. It's a natural sequence of events. It's not. It's nothing special, and no person is special in that evolutionary process. We're all equal in the evolution of our souls. Now, that doesn't mean that every one of us are at the same stage of evolution. Some people can be newer souls, you know, respectively, and some
right.
people can be old souls. Now, there's beautiful beings that have walked on this earth for many, many hundreds of thousands of years, helping us along. And, you know, a lot of times they'll come to the earth and they'll be in disguise. They'll be incarnated as a human, but they're not like us. They have evolved past where we're at, and so they've come back to try to help us, like souls like Akhenaten, Zoroaster, Buddha, Krishna, Mohammed, and of course Jesus. Now, I know I'm kind of buttoned up against the religious aspect of this, but Jesus is not the Son of God. He is a master. He is an evolved being, and that's what he was trying to express in parables, the idiom of his time. These teachings, these simple teachings, and so just think of Buddha. He did the same thing. Krishna taught the same thing.
I bet. Yeah, it does make sense, and I'm sure as you're listening to Tom. You've really piqued their curiosity with what you've been talking about. And you can find all of this at the website, unariusunited.com. Really important material that we're covering on the program today. And time is going by way too quickly, as it often does when we get involved in a discussion like this. Talk about soul and the psychic anatomy again. You mentioned that before. The whole concept of psychic anatomy is fascinating.
Right, it is. That's our soul. That's our spiritual beings. And we need to think in our next stage of evolution that we are not just physical beings. We are spiritual beings. And what we mean by spiritual is that there is a higher frequency, a higher understanding, a higher state of consciousness that we are expressing that we are not conscious of on this earth plane, because the conscious mind only sees in front of it in the present, in the now. It does not see the past. It does not see the future. It does not see anything. It only sees and reacts to what it confronts in the now, in the present. And so we have to learn to kind of subdue that conscious mind and start to listen to our still small voice, which is our superconsciousness. Our own superconsciousness, not somebody else's, our own. And so the psychic anatomy is, like I said, it can be, there's sections, and the subconscious is generated from the time we're born. In this lifetime. So all of our experiences were piling into the subconscious, okay? That subconscious is oscillating in the mental consciousness. The mental consciousness is made up of all of our past lives. And the reason we don't remember a lot of our past lives overtly or covertly is that it's out of these past lives are out of phase with our present. And so we only have a vague memory. However, when we experience something in this life, in the physical life, like some kind of a harm or injury, then it goes into the subconscious. Then it also heterodynes, or it oscillates, or it regenerates new energy waveform, which steps that energy up into the mental consciousness, and it rummages around. It attunes to past life experiences that are of like nature to what we've experienced in this lifetime. And so in that attunement, we can get really freaked out. And what a lot of people think, well, you're unrealistic, you're unreasoning in what you're doing there. And yet you are remembering a very, very strong, real past lifetime, even though you don't know it and somebody else might not know it. But anyway, then it goes into the superconsciousness to be polarized. What that means is that the superconsciousness, when we first start our evolution, it's kind of not activated individually. It is still out there in the infinite without the individual energies or consciousness on it. But when we experience these things from the subconscious into the mental consciousness, the mental consciousness now heterodynes with the superconsciousness part of that experience. The superconsciousness part of that experience is its perfected state of that experience. And so the mental consciousness is the unbalanced or imperfected part of that experience, which is what we call negative past lifetimes or injuries or psychological problems or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and yet we are evolving through that superconsciousness intercessor that actually comes in heterodynes or oscillates or balances out or neutralizes that particular past life experience. Now it becomes positive, and you now use it for what we call wisdom. And wisdom is just making a lot of errors that we've learned from. And so that's what is going on in the psychic anatomy. There's a lot of activity, in other words, every second of the day. Now, a lot of times we think, okay, well, how are we interacting with this psychic anatomy? Well, we've got we built up a physical body, a vehicle, that is inculcated five senses, okay? And that is the sensing devices that will get the information from the outside. It'll go into the brain. The brain is not the seat of intelligence. It is a transceiver. That's all it is. It's transceiving. It's receiving energies from the outside, and then it's transmitting to the psychic anatomy through the hypothalamus, or the pineal gland. And then that energy will now go into the subconscious, as we described, into the mental conscious, and it'll come back down into, be demodulated back into the physical body. And there, the scientists will measure those electrical impulses in the brain. And they don't know where it comes from. They don't know where that energy comes from. They don't know where, there's no plug in from the person to be plugged into a wall. They don't know where that source of energy comes from. And it's a pretty high-powered mechanism. And so then the brain, getting that information, will shoot down the axon to the various nerve centers or whatever, the pain centers, whatever the person is reliving. So that energy now is being regenerated into the physical body to be worked out or relived or, you know, or regenerated. And so this oscillation goes back and forth between the spiritual being and the physical part of it, of the being. And every lifetime, this psychic anatomy resurrects a new mental construct of the physical body. And it will generate this construct, this mental construct of a physical body and how it should look through and from past life experiences of living the physical body before. And so now it remembers. And it also remembers a lot of the negativities of the experiences of these past.
It's amazing. Go ahead, finish.
Go ahead.
No, fascinating. You got to. I was just going to sum up as we're running out of time here, but if you remember the point before I interrupted, go ahead and finish that, because that was interesting.
I lost my train of thought. No. The psychic anatomy then will construct this mental construct of a physical body, incorporating within it all of the past life aberrations, frailties, insecurities, fears, phobias. And so that's why it'll generate this into the DNA. The DNA is not the source of life either. It is a code from the psychic anatomy, and it is incorporated between the mother and father and the person to be born. And these are relationships that are from the past, where your mother might have been your daughter, son, husband, or whatever, and the father is the same relationship. And so all of this combining together makes that DNA information code, and you can see where there's aberrations all along it or not along it, you know? So
it's fascinating how everything is connected, how we are a compilation of this whole evolutionary process that you're talking about. The wisdom of 56 years of study, you will find it at the website unariusunited.com. Unarius is very simple, U-N-A-R-I-U-S, united.com. With us on the program has been Thomas Miller. If you have a specific question, you can go to Unarius United and submit it there, and the contact information. Or go directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and submit the question that we'll bring up with Tom the next time. With us, and if you watch the YouTube version of this, Robert Maxim, our guest, author of the Legacy series, a frequent guest on the program, been going through some visuals that connects everything that we're talking about from Tom's standpoint. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Tom, that's really fascinating, and how everything is tied together, and we will not look at energy the same way again, will we? I mean, it's a whole different concept of energy.
Yes, I hope not. We need to be looking at it this way. For yes, our own benefit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's a fascinating story that's unraveling over the last couple of programs that we did.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a minute here at the end. I mentioned 56 years of study. How long did it take you before this really started to fit into place? I know you studied with Dr. Norman for a number of years. This really is an evolutionary process for you as well.
As I read each book, I understood it just like it. I knew it for thousands of years.
Amazing. You're listening to This Week in America. Information at the website unariusunited.com. Thomas Miller, Robert Maxim, our guest on the program. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Gentlemen, thank you once again for being with us. Thank you for listening. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.